I got to say that the mood is, for the most part, it's firmly in one camp or another, actually.
Yeah.
There are a few people who are still undecided, but there's definitely seems to be a smaller amount than there were. And I think everyone is quite nervous, actually, about the result, one way or another. It feels still very much that it's not clear which side is going to win at all. So personally, I don't know whether you care or not, but I've just voted to remain. But actually, it was quite a difficult decision because there are lots of things that I think most people can agree that Europe actually doesn't really give us or work in the way that we want it to work. But on balance, I think that the net positives outweigh the negatives. And as an aside, the Leave campaign seems to have been relying on increasingly tenuous claims about costs and really playing to people's xenophobic, some people's xenophobic instincts, which doesn't sit well with me at all whatsoever. I think either way, in or out, it's going to have quite a big impact on politics in the UK and perhaps more broadly in Europe as well. So we had a month's worth of rain in a single day or night, actually, overnight. So in London, I don't know the rest of the country, but in London there was kind of flooding, people having to kind of really take difficult routes to get into work or not get into work at all. So I think that is going to affect turnout to a certain extent. And the concern is actually that if the turnout is high, then the likelihood is that it will be a Remain vote, whereas, at least this is what the media is saying, whereas the kind of Brexit side are kind of much more motivated to get out irrespective of kind of other difficulties. So I don't know whether the weather will play a factor. I'm sure people tonight will be discussing it at length. But it tends to impact turnout when the weather's bad. So that doesn't bode well for Remain.